40 Wings post-game interview.
Yesterday, I was down at the Cats and was able to catch up with the star number 28. He's played 50 consecutive games. He's had a cracking couple of years, kicked 3 goals in the qualifying final, Ollie Dempsey, and I started off by asking about his emotions ahead of his second preliminary final.
Definitely very excited. You always love playing in the final, especially a prelim and against a good side in Hawthorn. We have this healthy rivalry, which will be even more exciting, so it adds a bit, and can't wait to get out there.
You're 2025, obviously you had a great 2024, and sometimes it's hard to replicate. I know your teammate Wilson Humphreys has spoken about a little bit of the second year blues, but for you mostly, it's been pretty smooth sailing, played every game.
Yeah, which has been nice. You always do think about that second year blues of sort of, you get a bit more attention, and I have this year, and I've been pleased with how I've been able to adapt, and the coaches have really helped me, and I've continued to grow my game, which has been nice, and hopefully finish off with a couple more wins.
We spoke earlier in the year, I think we might have had John K-Rock footy, and talked about the I suppose, extra attention that you've got this year. How have you been able to deal with that, and who's helped you in terms of being able to still be able to find that space that you so crave out on that wing?
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge early in the year. I noticed it a bit more than obviously last year, and it's been good though. It's been a good challenge for me, and I've learnt a lot just with different tactics, and there's been a lot of influences in my life which have helped me, and I think Blitz is a big one for me, but Mark Blitzarves, he's just a very good footy head, and he's a very good mate of mine, and he helps me through various of different stuff, so yeah, he's been good.
Your qualifying final was outstanding. Do you know in the moment that you're playing a good game of footy?
Not really. It was sort of just like, I knew that I was playing all right, but it's just more that you're just so focused in the moment, and you don't really count how many possessions you get or goals and stuff like that. You just sort of play enough instinct, and it was a lot of fun being out there, and there's nothing better than playing in the final.
13 individual goal kickers in that qualifying final, and rare names, Mullen, Stewart, Atkins all getting themselves on the goal kickers list. When those goals are being kicked, what does that do for the group? Is there another level of excitement when a player that rarely kicks a goal kicks one?
Yeah, definitely. There is. And when Osh kicked that one, that was awesome. And same with Huey. And I think that's our brand of footy, I reckon, and the way we play. We don't care who kicks the goal as long as someone does. And it was cool to see that us do it all in the final. And 13 individual goal kickers was amazing. So
you cover the ground so well. The GPS numbers, you must blow it up. Can you give us sort of a round figure of how many Ks you're doing in a game?
It's usually around 15, sometimes 16 when I go a bit more, have a bit more game time. But yeah, it's a lot of high speed meters and mechanical work, but I enjoy it, and I do a lot of work in my off season to prepare myself for that, and I've been able to keep my body right, which has been nice.
Top speed, have you got one? Have you been able to work that out?
I'm actually not sure in a game what it would be. You probably could look it up. I don't know.
Away from footy, what's keeping you busy? Down the Surf Coast, and got a little posse down there that you hang out with?
Yeah, definitely. I've lived down in Torquay, and I've got a great community down there, which has been really helpful for me this year. And you're dealing with footy's pretty full on sometimes, and to have that outlet has been really nice for me, and I've got a good little community there, and just going to church regularly, which is I base my week sort of around that, and it's a bit different to most, but I find that grounds me and keeps me feeling good and positive in life.
How do you sneak in a church service? Do you sort of have to look ahead to see what's on the agenda with footy and make everything work?
Yeah, and it's been really good. We sort of haven't played too many Sunday games, but even when we do play Sunday games, I refer away in Perth. I remember we went up to Perth, we played a Sunday game, but my sister was up there, so we just went to a local church up there, and I love doing that, exploring new things. And I've got a really good community down at One Hope, and I love going there, and I've just been keeping it regular. And I go back when I'm in Melbourne, I go to my church back home, so it's pretty easy.
Obviously, your church back home, they're used to seeing you, but at One Hope, to start off with, weathered a bit. Gee, that looks like the kid that plays for Geelong.
I mean, when Gary Ablett goes there, they don't have to. They don't really look too much into it. It's more just like it was pretty easy. There's a bit of kids and stuff running around, but now I go there every week, so it's like it's not like unusual for them to see me there, which is really cool that I can go into a space like that. And it's not about footy; like, no one, everyone's really supportive, and I get a lot of love from that community, which it really helps me get through life. But I, it's so good going there. It's not about footy or anything like that, so I enjoy it.
It was Rising Star last year, where obviously you were the public declaration regarding God on stage. What's the support been like over the last 12 months from your peers and obviously other members of the AFL who also probably of faith but maybe think, oh, gee, you know, what, you know, if I come out, like, people are going to have a crack at me and stuff like that?
Yeah, it is definitely, it was a challenge of mine and a big big step for me to do that, and I just felt like God put it on my heart to do that, and it opened up so many different avenues, which has been so great for me, and built my relationship so much closer with Gaz, and that's nothing to do with footy, which has been so great. And even there's been a lot of players who have reached out. A few, like Matt Kennedy's a big one who's reached out a couple of times, who has a faith himself and talked about the struggles of. I think he did an article recently, which I saw, and he gave me a little mention as well. Where it is a struggle sometimes in this environment. It's a bit different, and but there's more than you know. Adam Trelaw is another one who's reached out, and there's a few different people from different clubs. But yeah, it's been nice to have a bit of a community.
Ollie, really appreciate your time ahead of a massive clash. We've thoroughly enjoyed what you've been doing in the number 28. Your 51st consecutive game against the Hawks. Did you know you'd reach 50 in a row?
I didn't. No, that's good. That's good to know. Keep going, hopefully.
Keep building on those.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Kenny.
For Inspirations Paint Grovedale, Ollie Dempsey one-on-one down at the Catch yesterday. Great to catch up with the number 28. For Inspirations Paint Grovedale, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
40 Wings post-game interview.